Carol is worried about her son, Richard. Not only is he withdrawn and antisocial when at home, but his schoolwork is not up to standard. As John is in America, she confides in Jack Woolley.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen,
Science-ish is back!
Woohoo!
Not right now, but soon. Very soon. Dr. Michael Brooks, how the hell are you?
I'm really, really well. Looking forward to a new season of Science-ish.
Of course you are. Have you missed me?
Enormously.
Thank you, thank you. What's been going on? What have you been doing?
I've been writing like you wouldn't believe. Obviously, we're working on the new Science-ish book.
That's the plug.
Out.
Get the plug in early.
Coming out in the autumn. Unbelievable. Christmas sorted already.
Because we've been away so long, we thought we'd start season two with a bang. A romantic bang.
Oi, oi.
So on the 14th of February 2017, the day of St. Valentine, the day of lovers, we're going to be bringing you a very special episode. The love story of all love stories. Not Romeo and Juliet. Not Four Weddings. Not even 10 Things I Hate About You. Very fine film. Drum roll, Michael. It's The Matrix!
Oh! Whoa. What a love story.
Well, I mean, there is some romance in it.
There is a little bit, I suppose.
So what do you need? Guns. Lots of guns.
Yeah. There's a kiss.
There's Keanu Reeves in love with himself, for a start.
No one has ever done anything like this.
That's why it's going to work.
Yeah, and what's the name at Trinity? Carrie Ann Moss, is that
her
name?
Yeah, yeah.
The answer is out there, Neo. It's the question that drives us.
So we're going to be talking kung fu, we're going to be talking bullet time, we're going to be talking crazy robots trying to kill humans in simulated universes. It's all romantic stuff, isn't it, Michael?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's the kind of thing you would take your partner to see at the cinema on Valentine's Day. So why not just, you know, download the podcast?
Yeah, you got to listen to it before and after. That's the best way to do it.
Human beings are a disease. You are a cancer of this planet. And we are the cure.
When was the last time you watched it?
Oh, a couple of years ago now, probably. But I actually introduced it to my son, who watched it and loved it, absolutely loved it. And he usually hates all the films that I like, just out of principle.
Yeah.
And I mean, the idea of the simulation... the idea that, you know, we've suddenly got this glitch in the Matrix and everything makes sense now, all those funny little deja vu moments we have, you know, that's a very, very clever bit of writing, I think.
Have you seen the sequels?
No.
They let the whole sort of...
that's
whole thing
why I haven't seen them. Yeah, I've heard the rumours.
Yeah, the rumours are true.
Buckle your seatbelt, Dorothy, because Kansas is going bye-bye.
The main message, everyone, is that we are back and we'll be coming to a podcast app near you on Valentine's Day. So probably no need to buy a present now.
I'd say not.
Yeah, leave it.